I would not, Gren sounded peeved. I just ride south. You can tell south by the stars. What if the sky was cloudy? Pip asked. Well, then I wouldn't go.
Another voice broke in. You know where I'd be, if it was me? I'd be in Molestown, digging for buried treasure. Toad's shrill laughter boomed through the trees. John's mare snorted.
Keep quiet, all of you,
Alder said.
I thought I heard something. Where? I didn't hear anything.
The horses stopped.
You can't hear yourself fart. I can too, Gren insisted. Quiet.
They all fell silent, listening. John found himself holding his breath.
Sam, he thought.
He hadn't gone to the old bear, but he hadn't gone to bed either. He'd woken the other boys.
Damn them all.
Come dawn, if they were not in their beds, they'd be named deserters too. What did they think they were doing? The hushed silence seemed to stretch on and on. From where John crouched, he could see the legs of their horses through the branches. Finally, Pip spoke up.
What did you hear?
I don't know, Alder admitted. A sound, I thought. It might have been a horse, but
there's nothing here.
Out of the corner of his eye, John glimpsed a pale shape moving through the trees. Leaves rustled, and ghosts came bounding out of the shadows, so suddenly that John's mare started and gave a whinny.
There!
Alder shouted.
I heard it, too.